I feel like I'm running for something. I have 56 cities in 2.5 weeks. But the message of this book is why I'm out here. Doing the right thing is all about helping people to understand that we can limit government, lower taxes, and have a decent future. But it doesn't happen unless we're willing to start with governing ourselves. The book hit number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list in its first week. We're excited about that. And I think it's indicative that its message is resonating with a lot of people.
Nationally, the Republican Party appears to be in tatters, with only 34% in a recent Gallup survey saying they embrace the party. Huckabee says he has the answer to the party's problems.
Clarity of conviction. The problem that we have now is that we advertised one thing, we did something different. We said we would balance budgets, police corruption, hold taxes down, be responsible. We were none of that. And we deserve to lose some elections, because if you advertise something and don't deliver, people will shop somewhere else.
One group of voters that Republicans seem to have to make amends to is with Latino voters. Barack Obama won over 2/3 of them nationally, and that demographic makes up a crucial part of the electorate in key battleground states that jumped from red to blue this year, like Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Florida. WMNF asked the former Arkansas governor about some of the harsh rhetoric against illegal immigrants made by some of his opponents last year.
Well, I think the thing we have to do is to say we certainly want to protect borders. We want to be secure in that. We want to have people follow the law. But there's also got to be an understanding that this is not about attacking people. This is about our government's failure. I don't blame people for wanting to come here. I blame our government for not having a process through which people can come and do it legally, and virtually forcing people to want to break into the country rather than come through the front door.
Approximately 75 people waited early in line last Friday morning to meet and greet Huckabee. The first one in line was Dade City resident Robert Allstott, who said he liked his conservative values and isn't ashamed to speak about them.
Because he came out of nowhere, I think that there was some apprehension with that, and I think that in the primaries, when we had so many people in the Republican primary race between Mitt Romney and those type of things, I think that kind of diluted the vote. I think now that a lot of people look back and maybe wish they had voted differently in the primaries, but I voted for him in the primaries, and I still think he was a good choice.
Huckabee is also an ordained Southern Baptist minister, and it was clear speaking to those in attendance at the book signing that the former governor spoke to those citizens that were labeled values voters after the 2004 election. Lutz resident John Collins is waiting in line for the former Arkansas governor with his wife and 2 kids who wore Homeschoolers for Huckabee t-shirts.
They've got to get back to the conservative roots. The Republican Party completely walked away from their base. They put forth a compromised candidate in John McCain, and the party itself is compromised. They need to return to the conservative roots, put up somebody like Mike Huckabee that's a true conservative to move forward.
Although John McCain won the GOP nomination rather decisively this year, in fact, Huckabee and not Mitt Romney was his closest rival. Huckabee won 8 states and gathered more than 4 million votes in the GOP primaries. Tampa resident Trey Stroud says that Huckabee inspired him this year to get involved in politics. He told the once and perhaps future presidential candidate that he has aspirations now running for county commissioner in Hillsborough County.
I am a born-again evangelical Christian, as is Governor Huckabee. I'm Baptist. For me, it was extremely important that he did not compromise some of those values, the right to life, homosexual marriage. Those are things that Christian voters should not compromise and should not bend on. And I saw him as one who would not move to the center.
28-year-old Dennis Krause is one of 2 people standing in line who had Huckabee sign a guitar. Huckabee himself plays bass guitar and performed live at different venues during the campaign.
And I'm already doing my part spreading the word. You know, we're telling everybody. We're trying to get a lot of excitement generated among the younger generation, you know, just for getting excited about politics and getting excited about a politician who represents the stuff that you agree with.